Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
That's right. Everything's going to be all right, guys. Just chill out a little bit, all right? Great, great song. Three Birds. Dan Wilson back in the studio. It is the WIP Morning Show from Borgata. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Jody Cameron. We got Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney hanging out. Little Bob Marley on a Friday morning. That I'm good with Bob Marley on a Friday morning.
I love
morning.
Bob Marley, yeah. Especially on a Friday.
Exactly. Exactly. What famous Philly used Bob Marley as his walk-up
Shane, song? Didn't he?
Shane Victorino, a little Buffalo soldier.
I like that.
There might have been others, too, but I was thinking of Shane.
I only got sick of Bob Marley one time when, in college, a bunch of us drove out to Notre Dame to take in my first football game. Like hour, like eight. I was like, all right.
I can get that.
We can kind of move on.
Yeah, maybe play some other music.
I think some people were stoned. Just kept replaying it. I'm like, no more.
Yeah, well, you know, Bob and that go well together, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
All right, 215-592-9494. We got one more hour to go. A reminder, Jeffrey Lurie, for the first time in 30 years, is going to be on WIP on Monday at 9:15. He will join this show for Brandon Graham Day, of course, May 5th. Monday, we will be honoring Brandon Graham for Brandon Graham Day, and we have exciting news. BG Live at the Colonial Theater had been sold out, but the Colonial Theater has released a limited number of tickets for BG Live on 5-5. So if you wanted to go, sold out, couldn't get tickets, this is your chance. Get it now. It's going to be awesome. Brandon Graham on stage talking about his career, talking about inside stories, all kinds of stuff that you can never see or get anywhere else. It is a once in a lifetime type of situation for that. So don't miss your chance to take part in this incredible night for one of our favorite Eagles of all time to honor him. Get your tickets at 94WIP.com. And then Monday on the show, Jason Kelce will be on the show on Monday. Brandon Graham on his day. And again, Jeffrey Lurie for the first time in 30 years on WIP calling in to honor the great Brandon Graham. That is going to be something to hear. Make sure you're listening right around this time on Monday to hear all that awesomeness. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones for the final hour of the show. And I see our guy, Drew, in Westchester.
Drew
hasn't called as much. But fatherhood has taken him out of the calling game a little bit, but you're still there, buddy. How you been? How's Noah? How you doing, pal?
Morning show host, Seltzer. How we doing, folks? TJ Hishman, is that how you doing?
Yes! We don't get that enough. Dan, if you go to the morning
team.
Dan, the morning page, it's in red in the right-hand top corner, like the morning news page where we put the drops. Give me a little TJ Hushmandazay.
That was TJ Hushmandazay.
Oh, man.
So good.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So good.
There
That's
it
horrendous.
Is.
I know.
Just so horrendous.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's really good. It's so bad. It's good.
It's so good.
Devin, I'm just going to give you a pro tip from now on. If I ever question if I can pronounce a name, I just don't use it.
That is great.
It took me a while to be able to.
Lesson learned.
Yes.
I'll say that.
To say Giannis's last name, and I just used to call him Giannis.
Yeah.
And Tua.
Yeah.
I tripped over Tagovailoa so many times, I finally stopped saying it. I'm like, everybody knows who Tua is.
Yeah. You're right.
Good to good to talk to you folks. Yeah, Noah's great. I'm hoping to be back to call in more regularly, maybe in the around July or so in the in the summer. Likewise, but yeah, Phil's look.
Are you walking yet? Like, are you following the walker? How old are we talking?
What's it, like 6 months now? A little less?
Yeah, he's 6 months. So that's
okay. So he's not walker. He's not walking
right here.
But
come on,
Jimmy, nailing the age. That is pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
So Drew, that is exciting, but it's not even hard yet.
It will get hard around.
Well, 10 months.
To John's
when they
point,
walk,
yeah. It's the window. It's 10 months. Till you can leave them by themselves. So it's like 2.5, yeah, 3, whatever it is, yeah, where they can sit in a room by themselves
for
like
go to the bathroom.
Exactly, go to the bathroom.
Where you don't have to follow them every time they go up the steps. Every time they go down the steps.
True. Look, it's all wonderful and it's the best thing in life.
Oh, the first day they walk is super exciting, yeah, and then you're like, I'm
so
screwed.
But there is about a year in there where you will have to follow your child or bring your child everywhere you go, and you will feel it.
Yeah, sure. I'll just say one step at a time. I'm happy to have them sleep in through the night at the at the moment. With the Phils, I think it's tough because they're gonna win a lot of games, but I just don't really see it right now. I feel like going into the season, you know, like they needed their version of like a T.O. or Saquon to like inject life into the team, and I look at what, you know, like you saw him last weekend, I look at what like a guy like Kyle Tucker's doing for the Cubs right
now.
He's probably going to be the NL MVP, and like I don't remember the national reporting there, but I look at what the Astros gave up, and I don't feel like a deal for him would have cost you Miller or Painter. And
it
I
might have. Cam
that...
Smith is what is like the prize of the deal, and not like he's a Miller-esque prospect, you know.
He is good for sure. I just don't know where that spark is coming from, and that
I totally agree with the point.
Some of the parts just aren't adding up right now, and that's one of my big concerns.
I 100% agree with you. It just feels like something's off with this group. And again, like this is why John and I were yelling it to camera this offseason, saying like they have to do more. Like this is not good enough to just bring this group back. And John, to your point, I think it's the attitude, but I think the attitude is perpetuated by the fact that it's just the same group of guys and they're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, it's the same group of guys, but now they've been given an addendum. Hey, but we're going to not do the daycare thing anymore. We're going to be more serious this year. They don't know how to be. They don't know how this team is supposed to conduct itself, how it's supposed to carry itself. And I do think this team functions best when they don't have the weight of the world and this city on their shoulders, when they can go out there and just swing freely, when they can, you know, just try to put bat on ball, not think or overthink, just try to have fun and enjoy the greatness of baseball.
Yeah, they're playing a game. They're playing a kid's
game. You always played. That's the way we're best. We're so far away from that at times, and it's the manager's job to try to steer it back while maintaining discipline. That's the part, and that takes a lot of work. That takes following up on the, hey, Kirkring, we must discuss what, you know, mm-hmm, we must discuss this to make you better. And that means you can't miss that conversation. You must make good on the promise of actually coaching these players and trying to make them better.
Drew, you got an answer? Go ahead, Drew.
I was going to say on Bryce, I think he'll be fine, but and he's obviously lived up to the contract. But look, if you know, God forbid, the Mets somehow win the World Series this year, that's three NL East teams winning a World Series.
Oh my God, Drew, why did you have to do that? Here.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that, Drew? Why?
They're not.
Why
going
even
to
put
win
that
the
out
World
there? As of now, it's only two, Drew. It's only two. Drew, what's your answer, brother, for a title?
I'm gonna go with American Girl by Tom Petty.
Oh, it's a great answer and a great song.
That is
an
awesome song.
But yes, it's a really awesome song. Featured in Silence of the Lambs, among other movies.
Great. I like American Woman better.
Do you really?
I like American Girl better.
I like American Girl better too. I like the Guess Who version better than the Lenny Kravitz version of American Woman.
You know that American Woman by the Guess Who.
Yeah.
It was actually a song written in protest of America.
No, I did not know that.
American Woman.
I know they're a British. I know they're a British band.
They're, they're talking up America. No, it was a response to the
Yeah, and I will say Lenny Kravitz's cover of it is actually quite good as far as it goes. Like I think
you ever seen Lenny play live?
I have not.
I did. It was interesting.
Oh, not great, huh? Oh, yeah. Handsome fella, though.
Oh, my God.
Handsome fella.
He is so good looking. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, and
he works out. He works out like crazy.
He works out.
Him he works out.
Him and Lisa Bonet and then Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz.
A beautiful family. Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like they are, sometimes it's just not right.
It might be the most beautiful family. They're running.
Genes are strong.
Just take three people as a family and say that's about as beautiful
as it might be. Speaking of, is Joe just getting out of his like pop culture assignment this week?
Oh, good point. So I had left after that happened last week.
And I was off.
So how did he do on Zendaya first and foremost?
He did okay.
So.
I don't know.
He didn't. I don't understand why we're doing this so much.
Because
Joe doesn't know anything. Yeah. I don't know.
It's Joe using his job as a way to try and do something he wants to do anyway, like learn more about stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And, and making an excuse for it. Yeah. But who was it? Blake Lively?
Blake Lively was his assignment for this week, which I guess will now be next Friday. Did you just drop your phone too?
Yeah. So inside baseball.
Weird messes over here.
Inside baseball. That did sound really loud. Because it hit the microphone, not because it's particularly loud. It's because Fran just gave me a piece of paper that said, check your phone. I guess Dan Wilson has texted me.
So,
a little inside baseball here. Dan Wilson texted me drop of the week read, which I have in my hand, as you can see right now, is about to do it. So, Dan, for you, normally at this time we do drop of the week. Drop of the week we will not do because Joe is not here, but drop of the week usually sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. That one was for you, Dan Wilson. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone. Get back to the phones here. Let's talk to our buddy JB in Chestnut. What up, JB?
Good morning. What's up, my man?
How you been, pal? Pots and pans.
Yeah, you know. John, do you know people have a fear of long words? Is a word that's like 26 letters long?
That's
Truscadecophobia.
No way. Did you really just pull that out? Are you serious
right now? That's 100% correct.
You both are ridiculous humans. First of all,
I think that was one of John's like
what an amazing
pull.
Was it? What, I don't know, but that's an amazing pull by you. I love that the word like that's hilarious. It's like the fact that the people have fear of long words are called that long word is just sometimes the English language can be hilarious. That's one of those cases.
It is.
Why are they afraid of long words?
What a weird thing to be. You're right. I went with you asking the real question that you'd be asking. Why is there anyone who has a fear of long words?
It's just a word.
Like, I guess, here's a scenario potentially. Maybe you're in a spelling contest and you have a high profile miss on a long word. Maybe that could create a phobia.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Perhaps.
That's the best I can do, guys. I'm really
stretching. Sounds pretty good.
I'm really stretching here.
I participated in spelling bees when I was younger.
I am a very good speller. My wife is a horrendous speller.
Really?
So it works out well. Yes. Not horrendous. That's not fair.
Spelling.
That's not fair. She's not a bad, like, she's not a horrible speller, but, like, I am light years better than her as a speller. So I'm not often spelling things in my house.
I've told this story before. I would always ask my mom how to spell something. She'd go, go look it up. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know how to spell it. And I, you know, this is from the same woman who gave my sister and I dictionaries.
Well, we were just speaking about Drew with Noah. Like, Zoe being six now, I'm right in that learning to read stage of things. That's a whole nother hurdle that you come to.
Oh, it's frustrating.
Oh, is it ever? Oh. Is it ever? But why? That doesn't make, like, the word, so the word thief came up yesterday. Like, how am I supposed to explain to a six-year-old the IE thing? She's like, what do you mean that's how you spell thief? Like,
yeah, the
why?
English language
She's
is
like,
so weird.
She'll always just be like, why? No. And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. It's just the way it is.
Because yeah, that's how it's spelled, man.
Has
I don't know.
Irregular stuff.
Yep.
English has weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
Way more weird stuff than the other language.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I don't know how I learned.
Like silent P's? Yeah. Like, what are we doing there? Yeah. Psychology? Like, that kind of word? Like, why? Like, how are you supposed to teach a kid? Like, all right, because we teach, like, spell it out, right? Psi. S. No. You know, how are you supposed to say, no, actually, there's a P on the front of that. Yeah. Like, just so you know. It's P-S.
And then don't even, look, I feel for you, James, when the new math comes around.
Oh, so Zoe's pretty adept at math. Like, she's kind of got a brain
no, but
for
you
math,
can't but help them with it because
oh,
it's
oh, we don't know
new
it.
Math.
So is this new math's a real thing, Richie? You've been through this too. Is new math a real thing?
What is new math?
I've heard this mentioned before, but I don't think I'm going to let this happen. I'm just going to teach her old math.
No, I tried to, and my son said absolutely
doesn't
not.
Work?
No, he goes, that's not how they're teaching me it.
You feel the same way, Richie? Is this
Wait, what do
experience?
You mean that's not how they're teaching?
I'm
so
not
they teach
mathy
math
to begin
now,
with,
apparently.
So it was kind of like
you didn't
I
care
expected
enough.
To be unable to
You were like, what are you learning
it?
In English? I'm in on
yeah,
that. I
yeah.
get it. I get it.
Let's
that's what I'll
stuff.
Be like. Emily's going to be a math one anyway, so I don't have to worry about that too much. But anyway, JB, how you doing,
guys?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we can get into it. Versus meters versus pounds, and we get to that later.
it's the last hour of the show. We're getting a little loose right now.
So I think the Phillies have to make some sort of trade, something before the trade deadline. I think the long burn season, not overly concerned. I think more importantly, going into, you know, about Jahad Campbell, that's two guys in the exact same position that are injury prone, which I don't know if it means, like, we're going to see the emergence of, like, you know, Ben Van Summeren, the ex.
Well, he's a fullback now, officially.
Ex fullback now. Is
oh, so you think he'll be an ex linebacker turned ex fullback turned former linebacker?
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Right, like a Fangio thing. Or does Fangio, like, take Aziz Ojulari and just, like, hey, you're going to be the inside guy now?
I highly doubt that. I don't know, though. John, like, we've got a lot of versatility with these guys. It does seem like with the draft pick stuff that Vic and Bond, obviously, the shining example of that, of the guys who could do different things. But do you think that, like, we're getting a little too far with the, you know, Vic will take it, you know, just take him and turn him into something that he might not be?
I do think he's a great coach.
Oh, like, just put him as an edge rusher.
I do think that we are throwing around the, both with Vic Fangio and Jeff Stoutland, the, oh, they'll rehab them to be, you know, a great player.
It doesn't matter.
Everyone I don't know if that's going to apply to, like, every single player that the Eagles have brought in, both in free agency and through the draft. Like, there's going to be some guys who just don't work out.
Yeah. Whether they don't work hard
enough. I think Jahad Campbell will work out for what it's worth. But I'm talking about, like, these other guys, like guys like Green, who they brought in for the O-line. Everyone's like, well, Jeff Stoutland can, you know, make
it
better.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to work out bad.
I don't know.
Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13.
Yeah.
It's not the
Triskaidekaphobia.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a mistake.
That's a mistake, but still, I'm still going to give you credit for that being super impressive.
It was close.
So then what? Wait, so what is it? What's the actual word for it?
I don't know.
The word is hippo monster skipolyphobia.
Okay, so it still works in terms of my point of it being a long word. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's 26 letters.
All right, JB, you got an answer for us?
How about when a man loves a woman? We'll get to it.
Oh, that's a big
answer.
That's
really
a song
is a good one.
And
I love the double entendre.
Yeah, but the song,
the double up or whatever. You
song
call it.
In the discussion for one of the great songs of all time.
Absolutely,
say, like, certainly in the top 10, 20, whatever you want to say. Like, I have a list of, like, the 50 greatest songs of all time that is, like, you know, my top 10. But I think that would be in there. I think When a Man Loves a Woman, absolutely in the discussion.
Percy Sledge.
Yeah, what a song, and obviously I've recreated many times since. Go to Chuck and Cherry Hill. I'm sure he has some.
You like the Michael Bolton?
No. I don't hate it.
That's
fine.
The thing. I don't hate
it. It's a fine version. It's just the Percy Sledge one
Percy
is better.
Percy Sledge is way better. But the song is so great that Michael Bolton
That's
can't
my
ruin
point.
It.
Is anyone can get, like, any version of it by a real singer is usually pretty damn good. Yeah. All right. Hey, Chucky, how you doing, pal?
Hey, what's up, gang?
What's up,
the general consensus that John's the best speller?
Yes. If I had to bet my life on one of us spelling on this show, I would bet on John.
First of all,
Devin, we're all
You've good. Never seen me spell.
That's a fair point, but John's got... like
John just shows off his large John's vocabulary.
Got, yeah, but it's also years and knowledge, you know, I'm saying...
My mom was an English teacher.
His mom was an English teacher.
So right, maybe
like,
that...
Look,
helps.
I'm a great speller, too, but
that's
I just wasn't...
Genes.
Rhea looks like she thinks she's a better speller than John... Okay.
Spelling Bee.
I want to thank you.
I
You're
love
doing
it.
This. A morning show spelling bee will happen. We will make this
love
happen.
Love it. Spelling Bee.
Because we all think we're good. I'm guessing Joe doesn't right. think he's good.
I was just going to say, Joe's going to come in
the
last
whole
place.
Thing, and we'll just let Joe moderate it, and we'll go all against each other.
This will be
idea.
Hysterical.
Love this.
No Triscadelphophobia.
Well, or maybe there is. That's the point. We'll see how hard it goes.
I wouldn't even try to spell that word.
I would. Try. No. I don't think I'd get
I would
it
try.
Right.
I would get it wrong. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Chucky.
All right. Well, James, I have a very fair word. There's no trick in it for John. And if anybody thinks he's wrong, when he's wrong, just say wrong.
Like
Here
it.
We go,
ahead.
John. You ready, buddy? This is a fair word and hint. There's no trick. All right? Facetious.
F-A-C-E-T-I-O-U-S.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, nobody gets that right. Nobody gets that right. Congratulations, man. Well. I was betting on you, though, buddy. I had my money on you anyway.
Thank you.
All right, Chris from the Midday Show. If you're going to come in the morning show and jump on Harper for his first error of the year, please give me a break, buddy. Come on. Plus five fielder last year, top three at first base. Done a remarkable job defensively at first base. You're not going to have a perfect season.
Chuck, and I agree. I think it's more, and this is what I said, because I agree. I said I'd give him a pass on the defensive play.
Yeah,
it's just more that the defensive play happening now in the midst of the struggles, the mopiness, feels more like a symbol of him not being locked in the way he should.
Sure.
More so, you know what I mean? But I agree with you. I'm giving him a pass on the defense.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so, James, if I were to ask you, because they're saying Harper's head's down, this guy tries more than anybody. His OPS right now is 784. He's not used to a sub-8, sub-9 OPS. Where would you place Harper by year end? He's 784 today. Give me Harper's OPS in September.
Like at the end of the season, you're saying not just for September? Yeah. I expect him to decline a little bit, but I still think he'll be good. I'll give you like 886.
Well, that's great then. So he rises all boats. If he's that, we should be fine offensively. But, you know, we go as he and Schwarber go, and if he's going to be below 8, we got troubles. You know what bothers me a lot?
Yeah, and the other thing, Chuck, I don't know that he raises all boats when the team's slugging percentage could be, you know, in the threes or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not – like, my biggest issue watching this team last night from an offensive perspective is it is really hard for this team to score a run. Like, everyone wanted small ball baseball. Guess what? You're getting
it.
Like you have to hit home runs. You have to hit home runs to win in today's baseball game.
So, Chuck,
my bigger concern is not about the – I think Harper's going to have a 400 on base percentage by the end of the year, or 390 or whatever. Like, I need the slugging percentages team-wide to go up in a big way.
Got to go way up. Now, here's what can bother you a lot. If other teams have better athletes at certain positions, that's a trust up, yada, yada. This is what can bother you. Why should the Dodgers use analytics better? I'm going to give you the example. When a caller at 720, I think his name was Ed, brought up DRS. And I like to hear callers doing that because that matters so much on defense. Why should the Dodgers, for three straight years, have a big-time plus infield shift DRS? That's their analytics package working for them in their shift. That's actually a line item. It's not a player's name. It says infield shift, plus 9. We're 0. Last year, plus 28. We were 11. Year before that, plus 24. We were minus 2. Whoa. The Dodgers are acting smarter every year in our analytic use? That bothers me. That really bothers me.
Well, they're better. They're a better analytics team. And they got Andrew Friedman running it. This guy was the guy who built the Rays. Like, they have been far ahead of the Phillies analytics-wise for years.
Far ahead. I got a trivia question on the way out, and I'm betting on you as I was betting on John. I'm betting on you, James.
Okay.
Here we go. And I got to go a little bit slow so I don't confuse, because I know I do that a lot. Okay. name the player, because we know a 300 batting average is great. So that's a 3. We know 400 on base is great. That's a 4. 500 slug is great. That's a 5. And 900 OPS is terrific. That's a 9. Name the only player in Phillies history that has a 3, 4, 5, 9. That's for batting average.
Career, you're saying career as a Philly.
Yep. Yeah, strictly Philly.
So I know the answer, so I will give everyone else a chance at it.
All right, that's great.
Okay, wait, can I hear it again? Can I hear it?
I got it, Chuck. I got it. So it's basically the only player in their career with the Phillies who has a 300 or better average, a 400 or better on base percentage, and a 500 or better slugging percentage for their career.
Schmidt?
It is not Mike Schmidt.
Oh. Nope. Keep going. Another guess, please.
I'll just say it. I don't think it's Bobby Abreu.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I know you wouldn't, and I know a lot of people wouldn't. Chuck, I know you pitch for Bobby, and
I won't stop. I won't stop.
He was a much better player than people give him credit for.
But he did not like one thing:
the wall. Yeah, the wall.
but he had a gold glove, and he leads the team.
That gold glove would have caught more balls. Packed up against the wall than Bobby Abreu.
When Rafael Palmeiro won a gold glove playing 18 games at first base, I was out.
I'm with you on that.
All right,
listen,
Chuck, you got an answer for us?
Where did I write it down? Oh, good Lord, my notes. I can't read my big script. What's this say here? Rain Man. Is that said yet?
Oh, Chuck coming through with the big answer. Chuck, great call, buddy. We appreciate it. Rain Man is a potential winning answer, too. Nice job there with the little Bond music from Dan Wilson back in the studio. Great job. Producing the show, it is the WIP Morning Show from Borgata. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Jody Cameron, Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney. Last segment for us. Let's get to some stuff. Let's get to the window to the weekend, Devin.
Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Wonderfully done.
Thank you for teeing me up. I was looking for Dan Wilson to, like, a little inside baseball to, like, count me down in my headphones. But
so we are good.
Sorry, Dan, not throwing you under the bus.
Little window to the – that was totally on us. Window to the weekend, obviously, we just mentioned the Phillies Diamondbacks. A big series, too, if you're talking about tiebreakers. We talked, you know, kind of this playoff thing in the National League could be pretty tough. There's, like, 8 teams for 6 spots as of now, maybe 9 as of now. Well, the Diamondbacks have the exact same record.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And how are they playing right now?
They just won 2 at the
Just
Mets.
Won 2. They had struggled a bit prior to that. They started hot, had a little middle thing, and are starting to play a little better, kind of similar-ish to the Phillies. Yeah. But look, a team that we know we don't like.
Merrill Kelly.
I will forever hate the Diamondbacks.
Forever, for the rest of my life.
I will never get over it.
Totally with you.
It'll always give me just like a sinking feeling whenever the Phillies have to
play. And a big one at that stadium. You know, we all remember Game 6 and Game 7, so you hope that maybe we see a little fire from this Phillies team. Obviously, the same group that was here, you know, a year and a half ago for that series. Right. So that's this weekend. Plus, as Dan Wilson pointed out, this is pretty wild. I don't think this happens very often in sports. If you're in the city of Denver tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday, you will have 2 Game 7s on the same night. Nuggets, Clippers, Avalanche, Stars. The Nuggets will be in town, the Avalanche in Dallas. But
that's insane.
I mean, we have been doing this a long time. Do you remember? Like, that's pretty rare. I'm sure it's happened before, but it's probably pretty rare to have 2 Game 7s in the same city on the same night.
No, I mean, can you imagine how lit Denver is going to be tomorrow night?
Yes.
I would love to be there.
That sounds like a friggin' awesome time. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy is your Corvette headquarters. Dreamed about owning a Corvette? Now is the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. John, our question today was, do you think this Phillies team, as currently constructed, is good enough to win the World Series? How do you think the voting came out on Twitter?
After last night, 75% say no.
Really? Dude, you're so good. But guess what? It's 87%.
Wow.
Say no. I was shocked. So I was thinking like 65, 70. You went higher and closer. That's why I said good job, because you were closer than I would have been. 87% of
people,
I mean, they're 17 and 14, and it's May 2nd.
We're second in our division.
That says something about where this fan base. And look, we're this team is in danger of getting to that point. We all saw it with the Sixers, and granted, this Phillies team has done
gone
more
farther.
And won more and deserve more respect than
anything
that Sixers group has done. And the way the organization 100%. Is run is a thousand times better, and the ownership is infinitely better. Like, you can't put a number on how much better John Middleton is than Josh Harris.
Although I will contend that his budgetary constraints
but you know what?
This year.
I agree, but he's also the fourth highest payroll in baseball.
I understand that.
At no point can I kill John Middleton for it. No,
but I will for this year because you are wasting prime of Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but again, you're the fourth highest payroll. I get your point, Rhea, but you're the fourth highest payroll in baseball. Like, I would spend more. I agree with you. Just add to it. But at the same point, we're sitting here saying this team might not be good enough. It might not have even mattered if they added. I don't know. It's a tough one. I get it. I'm not going to give him a full pass, but at the same time, like, I think of all the people in positions of power right now, John Middleton has the least of my ire.
He's slow on the list.
By far. But
he's on mine.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him there yet, but I would say he probably shouldn't. If I were going to give a criticism to Middleton, it would be, don't say this stuff about being the 1927 Yankees and then have an off-spending year. But I still, on a whole, I can't crush him. He spent so much money. Like, they have to do better. This team has to do better. This organization has to be better. All that stuff. 87%.
That's astonishing.
That is it is astonishing. I agree. All right, coming up in a couple minutes, we'll get to Times Yours. Your calls now. Let's talk to our buddy Bob in Pensacola. Bobby!
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Bob.
Listen. You got to be happy. I don't know if words is happy. But I am okay with where the Phillies are at as we speak today. I mean, think about it. If we thought, hey, Noah would start out as crappy as he did. Marsh, boom, stinks. Rojas, beginning, stinks. No Ranger Suarez. Sanchez got hurt, the pitcher. But now, looking ahead, Suarez, I'm really excited coming back on Sunday. Rojas, you got to admit, playing better offense. Marsh, supposedly, get some good swings down, down south. I feel good of where we're at right now and what the summer looks like because, as Charlie says, summertime's hit season.
Say it again.
Summertime what?
It's hitting season?
Oh,
I thought you said it's 60.
I thought he said 60.
So did I, right? I was like, it's summertime.
Summertime
it's 60.
It's
I was like,
60. Well, all right. Well, okay. Does that mean like Aaron Nola will pitch better? Or what?
And also, it's kind of a low temperature for the summer.
Yeah, it's not warm enough for Aaron.
I got you. You're right, Bobby. It is hitting season. You would think that they would get going a little more. But, Bob, my concern when I watch these guys is the lack of power and the lack of extra base hits with this group. It feels so hard for this team to score runs right now. And even then, even they're not in the ball at the ballpark, but even then they're not taking advantage of situations. Like, Trey Turner doesn't steal bases. Like, they look last night, there's 30 guys in Major League Baseball have more steals than Trey Turner.
Wow,
30 players. Like, what are we doing here? You're probably for your speed. You're brought here because you're...
James, I think with Turner is... Turner wasn't getting on base at the beginning of the year.
But that's this year now. Like, he's on base. His OBP is like 360 or something. Like, he's doing fine in that department.
So
he's
why not is hitting he the not? Ball. Why would they not send
he's
him?
He's not slugging and
why
he's not running.
Why would they not send him on the base path?
I don't know. They're not being aggressive on the base pass at all. Other than playing the Mets, I think it was. Was it the Mets or the Marlins? I think it was the Marlins. That whenever they saw an advantage there, the Marlins.
Oh, they went off.
They went off. Other than that game, they haven't run at all. Yeah. Like, it's so strange. All right, Bobby, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, how about the greatest prayer of all time, the Our Father?
I guess that's a title.
Is that what it's called?
That's the title of the prayer.
Bob is a longtime listener, should know that we very rarely go with religious answers on this show, so it's probably not going to win, but it's an interesting... Oh, it's the Lord's Prayer, so he's not even right.
No. It's the first line of the Lord's Prayer.
But I will say that... Like,
so that is definitely not going to...
Like, I know growing up, we would always just call it the Our Father. Sure. We didn't call it the
Lord's
Prayer.
Yeah, but that's not like the title.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
If Joe DeCamp is not here, someone's got to be the stickler.
I understand.
To,
just saying. That's what we never refer to.
Either way, not a winning answer. We're not going to vote for something like that. We don't on this show. All right, 215-592-9494. We're coming back to the phones in a second. Let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's do it with Time's Yours.
concerned about this offense. This offense scored two runs against a guy who was working in Home Depot at the beginning of the year. Are you kidding me? Is Brad Lord, is he going to be the next Kurt Warner of grocery stores, but at Home Depot? I don't think so.
I don't want to be royal. Roy, anyone else think of that last night when they were watching Lord pitch? No,
no, you were the only one.
Was that just Lord, supposed to be Royal?
Yes.
Oh, I took it.
Was not great singing.
Not the best.
My daughter is a fan of the song.
Didn't hit the note.
It could be Royal.
Oh man, don't do it anymore.
Please stop.
No,
enough.
No, it wasn't good.
Not great.
But let's. I tried.
You did try. You went for it big time, and thank you,
guys.
Wow, now everyone's doing it.
You can call me Queen Bee.
Yeah, my daughter calls it the Queen Bee song. So.
I will not try it and not hurt people's ears.
All right, what's next?
Harper, has he smiled all year? That dude is so miserable out there. I don't know if he's trying to do like what Jalen Hurts does with that stoic look. Let's start holding him accountable. Rhea is the only one that ever says anything bad about Bryce. As soon as she does, everyone shoots her down. Start hitting, man.
I think other people have ripped him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just...
Absolutely.
I ripped him.
I think we've been... I brought it up a few days ago. I was like, we got to start talking about this.
I agree. Yeah. Harper's vibes are off. But to be fair, I don't think he's much of a smiler, like, regardless.
No,
he doesn't smile that much, even when he's playing well.
My issue is more with the leadership types. Of what Devin talked about, like, short answers after the game, not, you know, kind of standing there and taking it. All right, what's next?
The worst thing that happened to the Phillies was the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Time's yours.
So I agree with that. Here's the thing, and maybe it did put pressure on them that they can't handle. It doesn't seem like this group is great at handling pressure. But, like, wouldn't you want it to be... something that is a motivator for a team? Like, don't you want the type of team to root for the type of team that sees that happen and says, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I want to do, let's make that happen. And instead, to the caller's point, I think it's more like, maybe they can't execute it. They can't put it into
reality.
They
need to figure out a way to actualize that. And they don't have the proper perspective right now to do this. And I think, I really do think we might have isolated this. Bring back Garrett Stubbs. Like, I know that sounds crazy. I know that sounds sort of...
I'm for it.
I don't think it's that crazy,
Garrett,
man.
Stubbs,
I'm for it.
Yeah.
Is lighthearted and...
I'm very with this.
I do think that Marshawn is not giving us as much...
Regardless, you're a backup catcher.
Let's just bring back the guy that everyone loves, and it makes everyone happy and a little bit less stressed.
Yeah.
Well, and you're like, whatever anyone thinks about the Phillies, I think every single person I've talked to agrees that they could use some sort of change up, some sort of shake up. And there's
Stubbs
something where you're not trading players
jolt,
away,
man.
you're just bringing Stubbs.
Stubbsy, jolt this team back into happiness, and they'll play better.
Yes.
All right, let's do one more, Dan.
The definition triskaidekaphobia came around when somebody tried to pronounce the name T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
That was T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
Outstanding work. And with that, let's shut it down.
Time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
We got some good cut times yours callers. We get some creative stuff. I really appreciate that.
No, that was outstanding.
All right, let's turn to, as I want to make sure everyone gets their answer and has a chance to win these Elvis Costello tickets. Man, woman, boy, or girl in a title. David, do you have an answer for us? David. That stinks for David.
My middle name.
Hold on. Really?
Yeah, did you
that?
That
was my dad's name.
Really?
I
think it's a good
name.
Shout
out to David Seltzer, RIP.
Yeah. David Seltzer is a good man,
good name.
I bet.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it's a good... I think it's strong.
I think David is a great name.
Yeah.
Look, King David. You know?
There you go.
Like, yeah, exactly. All right, let's get an answer from Michael. Michael, you got an answer for us, a title.
Sure, John Lennon, woman.
John Lennon, woman.
As simple as it gets.
I don't know that. Is that a John Lennon song? Obviously, John Lennon song. I don't know that one.
I don't know it
very well. All right, let's do one more. Bobby, you got an answer for us?
Yeah. How about a Man of La Mancha?
Oh, Man of La Mancha. Sure. That's
That's an oldie.
There were so many big, big answers on the board that we didn't get, but I went through the answers during this segment. And here we go.
You got a couple? I like Boys in the Hood.
So that's one of them. Here are what I think the best answers that we got today. When a man loves a woman,
yeah,
son of a woman, Spider-Man, of Mice and Men, Boys in the Hood, American Girl. Those are the ones that stuck out to me the
most.
I
think it's Boys in the Hood or...
Of Mice and Men.
So of Mice and Men.
And When a Man Loves a Woman. I think those are the three.
Yeah.
I think they jump off the page. So we all agree. All right,
yeah.
So of those three, the three options, When a Man Loves a Woman, Of Mice and Men, Boys in the Hood. I'm going to go down the line. Rhea Hughes, your vote.
Boys in the Hood.
One for Boys in the Hood. Devin Caney.
Boys in the Hood.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
It's up to you, John.
Ooh. We have Dan Wilson back in the studio, too. So if he doesn't say Boys...
I love the answer.
Shut it down. Boys in the Hood is the winning answer. So that is... Hold on. Congratulations to...
It was Chris, wasn't it?
Was it Chris? I think it was. Hold on. I'm looking at the sheet here. Congratulations to Chris.
Look,
good pull by you, Rhea.
I don't know how I pulled that out.
Now we're going to get his head beat. He calls us one time. He wins a prize. Enough. All right. We got to get out of here. Thank you to everyone. Great time today.
Really had a blast doing this.
Outstanding, James.
Fran Rojas, awesome job. Anthony DiRenzo, thank you for setting up the YouTube down here, doing all that awesome stuff. And, of course, Dan Wilson, just a phenomenal job back in the studio, as always. And thank you to Borgata, such an awesome place to do a show on Fridays. We'll be back next week. Reminder, again, don't forget, put it in your phones. Whatever you got to do to remember, get a wake-up call. Get a whatever you got to do. 9:15 on Monday. For the first time in 30 years, I was 13 years old the last time Jeffrey Lurie called into WIP. He's going to call in on Monday. He's going to be on with our show around 9:15. Brandon Graham will be in studio. Jason Kelsey will be in studio. It is BG Day. And one more reminder, a limited number of tickets available. It was sold out. The Colonial Theater said, we got a little more. They've released a limited number of tickets for BG Live on May 5th, 5-5. Don't miss your chance to take part in this incredible night for one of our all-time favorite Eagles. Get your tickets at 94WIP.com. So Monday is going to be a hell of a day.
Yes.
Keep it here for Joe and you next, but just keep it here through Monday. You're good. We got Devin and Ruben on the weekend, Saturday.
Yes, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m.
Elliot and I, 1 to 3 at Go Birds Radio. Don't ever change the channel.
No.
Keep it here.
There's no reason to.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.